Alex Faulkner. The first Newfoundlander to play in the NHL was Alex Faulkner. And one time I stood in line a long time outside the CBC in Corner Brook for his autograph. Sure, the Detroit Red Wings were the greatest hockey team that ever played. And when I told Nicholas how great Faulkner was, he nodded politely. Then, last summer, while busing across Newfoundland from one coast to another, Nicholas read The Central Newfoundland Tourist Guide and learned what happens to hockey greats, slipped me a folded scrap of paper, an advert for the Beothuk Family and RV Park. A great, quite family-oriented park to relax, owned and operated by Alex Faulkner, the first Newfoundland NHL player, 6-foot water slide RV dumping station. No punctuation between slide and RV dumping, only the image of sliding 6 feet into what RVs dumped. And while I flinched with a stab for extinct Beothuk families who will never relax in Faulkner's park, my first thought was the predictable, punctilious response of an old English teacher: Alex needs a better editor. The grasshopper jumped, bumped into my leg, tumbled head over heels, somersaults like a Cirque du Soleil artist, perhaps just for the fun of it. Now we have all gathered in the hospital, where Pop is on a ventilator, propped up in forest green pajamas with a maroon trim like Hugh Hefner wears, glad he is still alive, surprising himself and all of us. Sterling just dropped in, and Pop tells him how Joe Gullidge's bed was wheeled away to palliative care an hour ago. And now 10 of us huddle around Pop's bed like angels who can't find our flaming swords, and everybody talks at the same time, even if nobody can hear anybody, even if we've long run out of things to say. And when Cliff asks Pop how he is, Pop holds up the oxygen line. I'm tied on too short. And the nursing assistants and doctors with their clipboards come and go as if rehearsing for guest spots on ER. And none of us knows, so we make up scenarios stewed in familiar TV fictions. The grasshopper jumped, bumped into my leg, tumbled head over heels, somersaults like a Cirque du Soleil artist, perhaps just for the fun of it. Michael Crummy's new novel, The Wreckage, lies on the window ledge. As I watch people in the parking lot far below, I ask Nicholas, "Do you think this is what God sees when he looks down at us scurrying here and there?" But Nicholas growls, "Don't make me come down there." And I like that line a lot. And according to Picasso, cited on a stamp in my moleskin journal, like Hemingway wrote in, according to the sign in the Nakato shop in Steveston, there's nothing more difficult than a line. And I determine I will commit whatever life I have left to bodybuilding and joy and writing zigzags in the sharp brokenness all around me. The grasshopper jumped, bumped into my leg, tumbled head over heels, somersaults like a Cirque du Soleil artist, perhaps just for the fun of it.